Thanks for joining us for another edition of Florida's on WQCS.org. Here's Janie Gould.
7 decades before Gloria Estefan built her $50 million oceanfront hotel in Vero Beach, a local businessman bought the same land for taxes. It was in the early years of the Great Depression. S.B. Taylor built 4 beach cottages and a bathhouse, and he named the place Taylortown. Mary Young Johnson of Vero Beach is his daughter.
There was nothing across the street from Taylortown. It was just palmettos.
And that's Ocean Drive we're talking about, Central Beach District.
Yeah, across Ocean Drive, which was not much of a road, just shell road. There were no shops of any kind. You could get an ice cream cone up at the Ocean Grill, which was called something else then. The Bucket of Blood is what we called it, and I don't know why.
Taylortown was home to Navy officers stationed in Vero Beach during World War II. After the war, Mary Johnson and her late husband, Jim Young, would live in one of the cottages for a month each summer. While Young worked in town during the day, Mary enjoyed the beach and the cottage with their son, also named Jim.
He was just a little fellow then. He was only about 4 or 5. I can still remember sitting and reading to him in the living room. We had the cottage right up on the beach. There were 2 of them on the beach and 2 of them sort of halfway behind. They still could see the ocean.
When you say on the beach, they were right next to the dune.
Right, yes. Well, practically on top of the dune. And then there was one right behind me that was rented, but the other 2 were vacant. In the summertime, there weren't too many people came to Vero Beach. In fact, there weren't a whole lot of people came to Vero Beach in the wintertime just for fun. I mean, it wasn't a big tourist place. That developed rather rapidly, though.
That did change.
Yes, it changed.
So what happened to Taylortown?
I can't remember the exact time, but it must have been the early 50s, late 40s. Daddy added a swimming pool, for one thing, and then he built a 2-story motel partway on Ocean Drive and went partway back toward the beach.
The Seahorse Inn became a landmark in Vero's growing Central Beach. S.B. Taylor hired a couple to run the hotel, where the amenities were simple or non-existent.
There were no telephones, no TVs, and they used to have cookouts, and they just made everybody very comfortable. And people came to get away. It was very successful, winter and summer.
After 21 years, the couple managing the Seahorse Inn decided to retire, and things changed. S.B. Taylor had died, and his widow eventually sold the property to a motel chain.
They just leveled the property. They tore down everything, rebuilt.
The cottages and everything,
mm-hmm.
Gone.
Everything.
Later, the site became home to the Palm Court Hotel, but it was severely damaged by hurricanes in 2004. Gloria and Emilio Estefan bought the property, and last year they opened the luxury hotel, the Costa de Este Beach Resort. S.B. Taylor would not be the least bit surprised to see what the Taylortown site has become. His daughter is sure of that.
He knew the minute he came to Vero Beach that he should buy oceanfront property, that it was someday going to be very valuable.
So he was very prescient. He had a feeling about the future of the community.
Well, I was born in Atlantic City on the shore of New Jersey, and he'd always been aware that beachfront property is very valuable. If it's not valuable right this minute, it's going to be. He bought what he was able to. He did have it, $500. That was a lot of money then. Down on the property just north of what is now the Holiday Inn, but he couldn't come up with the money to buy it, but he wanted it. So, no, Daddy would not be surprised at what's there now.
Any traces of Taylortown remaining?
No, nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Mary Young Johnson, a musician and former church organist in Vero Beach, is 96. She plays bridge 6 days a week. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.